Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
An absent WWE star's contract is expiring and they are not expected to be back for Wednesday, March the 16th, 2022. This is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Candice LeRae has been conspicuous by her absence in WWE for quite some time now. The small matter of going away and having a baby. But what does this mean for her wrestling career going forward with WWE? Well, Fightful Select are reporting that Candice LeRae's WWE contract is set to expire this spring. And at time of writing, this contract has not been renewed or frozen. You do hear on occasion of WWE freezing the contract of a wrestler who is out of action for whatever reason and adding that time they spent away onto the end of their deal. Well, Fightful are reporting that there's been no talk of Candice LeRae's contract being frozen at time of recording. Fightful continue saying, when we spoke to WWE sources, they weren't sure if a freeze was able to even happen, considering that LeRae has been out on maternity leave. Those that we heard from in WWE did not expect her to be back by the time the deal expired and said that an extension hadn't been discussed either. So it was back in February that Candice LeRae and Johnny Gargano welcomed their first child into the world. Now, the Garganos are on good terms with WWE, with Johnny Gargano stepping away simply to focus on other things for now, including being a dad. And Candice LeRae could very much follow her husband away from WWE if this contract is set to expire without any freeze or any time being added on. WWE hadn't planned to concern Candice with any extension talks whilst she was recovering from the new arrival as well. So as it stands, there's no conversations back or forth between Candice LeRae and WWE on a contract that is set to expire relatively soon. This is going to be one to keep an eye on. And when we know more, we'll let you know more at cultaholic.com.
But what I do know is that not often in life you get the opportunity to say thank you before it's too late. And right here tonight, this is my opportunity and I ain't gonna miss it. Guys, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. For the last 7 years, to you, and everybody watching at home, thank you.
Tommaso Ciampa. You see, I could have did a thing where I hit you in the back of the head with a crowbar. But this is different. See, I respect you. I respect you enough to come in this ring face to face, man to man. And I've been thinking to myself for a couple of weeks, Who do I gotta beat to put Tony D'Angelo in the history books? Who can make me the man in NXT? Who do I gotta beat? And here I stand in front of that guy. Now, you've been the man, the face of NXT for a while now. And I think it would be an honor for the family if you would throw hands with Tony D'Angelo at NXT Stand and Deliver. What do you say?
Ciampa could be saying farewell to NXT very, very soon. As you heard there, what sounded like very much a farewell speech for NXT. The bit where he says, it's not often you get a chance to say thank you before it's too late, springing to mind there. And then rolling into that bit there with Tony D'Angelo, those two setting up a match for Stand and Deliver, with Tony saying defeating Ciampa will make him the new Don of NXT. The wording of all of this, plus numerous reports that have done the rounds as of late, and the fact that they have been putting him on Monday nights more often, suggests that Tommaso Ciampa is on his way out of NXT and could be debuting on Raw following WrestleMania. It certainly seems like a classic endgame for Tommaso Ciampa as he looks set to move on from NXT 2.0 to something on the main roster. I keep all things crossed that Tommaso Ciampa has a big time on Raw or even SmackDown post-WrestleMania. He's got so much to offer, and I think there is a real star that could be made in Tommaso Ciampa. Last night on NXT, we saw the title match main event for Stand and Deliver signed, sealed and delivered. It'll be Dolph Ziggler defending his newly won NXT title against Bron Breakker. It was a match that we all thought we were going to see anyway, but it was confirmed that it will indeed headline Stand and Deliver on April the 2nd, WrestleMania Saturday. We saw Rey and Dominic Mysterio appearing on NXT last night as well. They interrupted an interview segment with Legado del Fantasma. This led to Dominic facing and defeating Wacking Wild a little later on. A little tune-up for Dominic's match teaming with his dad to face The Miz and Logan Paul on WrestleMania Saturday, April the 2nd. Expect to see more of this. As reported in the Wrestling Observer, there is going to be more movement from Raw and NXT in the coming weeks and months. More stars from Monday night will be expected to drop in on NXT. No doubt a way to encourage more people to float over to that show on a Tuesday night.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact,
you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
MLW, you may remember, filed a lawsuit against WWE back in January. They alleged that they put pressure on third parties to abandon working relationships with MLW. Well, MLW's lawsuit claims that a deal with the Fox-owned streaming service, Tubi TV, fell apart because WWE interfered. It also claims that in early 2021, a WWE executive contacted Vice TV and put pressure on them to stop working with MLW. In the press release that they put out, MLW CEO Court Bauer said, WWE have been wrongfully depriving its competitors of critical opportunities for many years, but its latest conduct has been even more unconscionable. I think we speak for the rest of the professional wrestling world when we say that this anti-competitive behavior has to stop. WWE's motion to dismiss this lawsuit came to light today, and it reads, MLW's claim for intentional interference with prospective economic advantage fails because MLW does not allege that WWE knew about MLW's negotiations to sell a third-party first-run programming. WWE lawyer Jerry McDivitt was quoted in the Wrestling Observer newsletter regarding the lawsuit, saying, quote, if Tubi breached, then sue Tubi. As to Vice, WWE has no commercial relationship with them, or for that matter, any of the other dozens of content distribution entities with whom MLW could do a deal if they had a commercially viable product. They put on a show on Vice, if my memory serves me correctly, after one of the Dark Side shows and lost most of the audience. I think I read they got 40,000 viewers. No wonder Vice did no further deal. WWE have moved to dismiss the lawsuit from MLW as of today. A former WWE star will be debuting for New Japan Pro Wrestling next month at Lone Star Shootout, NJPW Strong's big event in Texas. We will see Killer Cross facing Minoru Suzuki. Cross has been very much involved in Control Your Narrative as well. This is the promotion being put together by EC3 and the former Braun Strowman, Adam Scheer. It's been announced that Cross's first match as part of Control Your Narrative will be against former ROH star Vincent. That'll take place over WrestleMania weekend. It'll be a show that is headlined by the former Braun Strowman, Adam Scheer, teaming with EC3 to take on Damo and his tag team partner, Eric Redbeard, the former Rowan in WWE. We saw him pop up in AEW recently as well. That's the Control Your Narrative show taking place on March the 31st in Dallas. And a possible induction into the WWE Hall of Fame for next year has been revealed. PW Insider saying that Batista is going to be in attendance for Undertaker's induction this year, but it's likely that his own induction will finally go down as part of the class of 2023 when WrestleMania goes to Los Angeles. We were meant to see Batista inducted back in 2020. Then, of course, the world caught fire, and that didn't happen. So Batista's induction has been held off, and now it'll be in Hollywood, essentially, when Dave Batista, the star of Dune and other things, and the former wrestler, of course, goes into the WWE Hall of Fame. Adam Pacitti is back on YouTube Live tonight from 9 p.m. GMT. He's been playing through WWE My Rise every night this week, the career mode for WWE 2K22, and it's been a lot of fun as well to watch Adam playing it. And you know what? I can breathe a sigh of relief and tell you 2K22 shaping up to be an excellent game long term. I really enjoy playing it this week, and hopefully you've got a copy and you've enjoyed playing it as well. It's been a sigh of relief that this one has been a good one. And Adam continues his journey on My Rise tonight at 9 p.m. GMT at youtube.com/cultaholic/live. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.